Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That was Calvin really my blank.
And with that, welcome into our fantasy episode, Hillary Duff's Prime. That kind of says it up right there for me so far. Saints defense not doing what I had hoped, fantasy-wise anyways, and Rashid Shaheed not getting any return yards added to his fantasy score yet, which has been his bread and butter so far. I guess quickly before we get into this game, because it does affect a very pertinent matchup that we want to talk about. Let's talk about our week 6 and how we fared. I played Team Bryce in his first week in HDP, and I won. I had a pretty solid day. Nothing too crazy. Didn't have any players like really go off, I would say. Quincy Williams, linebacker for the Jets, had a really solid day, almost 30 points at linebacker, which was a big help. But other than that, everyone just kind of did their job, and it was enough for the W. Bryce's team kind of underperforming first week. It didn't help that Saquon wasn't coming in healthy. McCaffrey got hurt during the game. Devontae Smith got hurt during the game. Or did Devontae Smith get hurt during the game? Or was that during practice?
Practice, sure.
Practice, okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Either way, didn't have a great game out of him. Only 10 points. Did not get much out of his flexes either. So, I hope he bounces back, because I do want him to compete. I don't want him to just take over this team in the league and get his ass kicked every week, because that's no fun. And If I were him, I wouldn't want to play again next year and spend money on it that time. So I hope he bounces back next week. But it was good to get a W. Reed, how did your matchup go this week?
Not very well. Lost by 40. I don't know why the guy who's not good at fantasy is clapping and yelling over there. But I'll bounce back. It was rough. Kirk Cousins came up short. I came into the Conquistadors traded for Zach Moss and Cooper Kupp, and those ended up being incredibly good pickups.
Yeah.
DJ Moore's been solid. Tua, he drafted super, super awesome this year. Butker went off. Mm-hmm. His defense been kind of meh all year, but
yeah,
his offensive and skill position player has been showing up. He's got Travis Kelce. Obviously, he got 25 points, and my team couldn't play good enough. I believe I won least efficient manager this week.
You love to see it. I'm sure we'll get into his team later when we do our power rankings. Brady, how did you do?
Well,
you got your first win.
I got my first up. Yeah, so we're on the board. Coming into Monday, honestly, Sunday, I was like, okay, obviously I'm losing by a lot. I have no chance of winning. And Monday came around, I got on the sleeper app. I'm like, oh, shit. That's like Dak's playing. And I was like, if he just hits his projection points, like, I got a good shot at winning this thing. I'm like, Dak's not going to do it. I'm like, watching the game, I'm like, shit, he's going to fucking do it. And I think by, like, maybe, like, a little bit in the mid-fourth quarter, I think he finally broke through. And, yeah. Never looking back now, boys.
Yeah.
But it was a close
matchup.
We're here
to compete.
Yes, sir.
Week in, week out.
Week in, week out.
Yeah, nice day from Akira.
Yeah.
30 points, outside linebacker.
Dude, he is a monster for me in fantasy. Number 3 linebacker this year.
Yep.
Probably one of my better draft picks. Kyle Hamilton got fucking ejected. So that really didn't help.
What did he do?
I don't know. Hamilton on a contact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah, definitely not. Eagles defense kind of underperformed, obviously, against the Jets. Dak was Dak, so that was good. Yeah, really efficient game. He also ran it in for a touchdown, so you love to see it.
Yeah, nice week out of there.
Wish I could have got a little bit more from Hawk, but 14 points from your tight end is not good. You can't.
Yeah. Right now, in the current state of tight ends.
Jacoby Myers is looking like my best wide receiver, and picking him in the 16th round is...
genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Really took a flyer on him, and he's only 26 years old.
Yeah.
So he is...
And him and Jimmy G have a good chemistry together.
Yeah, he's shit.
Both got New England roots. I don't think they ever were on a roster together there.
No.
But,
I don't think so. Was he undrafted?
Jacoby? No. We drafted him, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't say on the app, but yeah, I'm pretty sure we drafted Jacoby. He's
one of the few skill position players Bill has, well, probably wasn't even Bill, but we have been on.
Free agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. In 2000. Yep. I'm working it up right now.
Well, that makes more sense than why he was good and he was there at being a skill position player, because Lord knows we didn't draft him.
Yeah, it's kind of like our general manager finding Ivan Pace. Like, he didn't find him. He just, like, fell in your lap because your scout found him. Kind of that situation. It's like an Adam Thielen situation, really. He was undrafted. Look at the career he made for himself. Pretty impressive. But yeah, glad to get the dub.
Yep. Very nice. And just quickly, Dong on TDs beat AB's Welfare 258-216. Yep. Nolan beat the Diversity Hires 260-217. And OG Snowbone, who's I think won 4 in a row now, beat Tricky Dicky, who falls to 1-5 at 237-173.
I want it to be known that even with this loss, I'm still number one in league standings. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, for now. Snowbone's coming for you.
He is. He's winning it, and I got nothing negative to say about his team.
And he doesn't. Wait till he gets Justin Jefferson back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will see.
Well, I guess, yeah, we will see about that.
Let's see. Transactions this past week. Did we mention the trade on the last episode? I'm pretty sure we talked about the CeeDee Lamb trade.
Yeah.
So that hadn't gone through, it did go through. I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah. Because that was in the afternoon. It had. Yeah. We had just done it that day.
For sure.
Okay. So here on the 14th, Slick Vic picked up Salvon Ahmed in place of McKinnon. Reed dropped Terry. What's his name? Jones. Tony Jones. Yeah. And then added Jalen Phillips, a multi-position playing. I like that pickup for Samaj Perine. Bryce, his first move was adding a linebacker, Lugu, what's his first name? Frankie. In place of Matthew Judon. Fuck that. That's my guy right there. Added Carson, added Dong on TDs, added Tyrod Taylor for Van Jefferson. Ty added Gerald Everett for Juwan Johnson. Fairbird been bouncing around all week. Dropped by Dong on TDs. It says the name right here. It's not the team name. It's really annoying. Because I think last week I accidentally said Nolan's last name on there too. And now I think about it, I think I forgot to bleep that out. Dropped Fairbird, picked up Myers. Dropped the Houston defense, picked up the Buccaneers. Peluso picked up Mitchell. Brady picked up Jordan Hicks, who's been balling out at the linebacker spot. Yep. That was a nice pickup. I was thinking about doing the same.
Yep.
It's nice to have a player's number team on your roster, too. Bryce Coop picked up P. Ryan, probably to fill out that roster. Let's see. I picked up Darius Slayton. I dropped Dowdle. I added Malik Willis.
I actually like that.
For Van Geek. Well, I like it, too.
Terrible.
He's sitting right there. I know it's a bye week, but
mm-hmm.
Tannehill's probably not going to play the next week, and I'm excited to see, because I have Levis and I have Willis, so I'm hoping one of them takes that job right from him very convincingly, because they got receivers there. some people I really like to listen to say that D-Hop, like, he doesn't look bad there, that it's just been the offense really sucks. So he might, he's still got some in the tank. Treylon Burks might make a fool out of me for dropping him. You never know. I doubt it, but they got a third guy on there. He's been pretty decent this year. He's got two last names. I'm not sure what they are. But I did drop a Chargers defensive man to make room for Tyler Bagent on my taxi squad. He might end up playing this week. Bryce Coop picked up Hassan Reddick for Tremaine Edmonds, which I didn't really get that. Tremaine Edmonds been fairly solid linebacker. I feel like better than Reddick.
I don't know.
That was kind of a silly move.
Kind of a name, or maybe just he plays multiple positions. I don't know. Dropped Calvin Austin for the Colts defense. I don't know if he needed a defense for this week. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have done that. I like Calvin Austin going forward, especially in a dynasty league. Dong on TDs picked up Mecole Hardman. Dropped Tyrod Taylor. Did he even play Tyrod Taylor at all?
I don't think so.
That's funny. And then Reed here picked up Fairburn, then so dropped him right back did for Doopy.
I just want to say, did not realize he was on bye, and I was like, well, here's the other guy I've been looking at nonstop. Yeah. I'll just pick him up for the rest of the
I wondered if you were just trying to play a waiver game, like keep him off so that you can get your kicker for this week, and then you're going to go back and claim Fairburn again.
I don't plan on it. I think I'm just going to run Groupie.
Yeah.
However you say his name, Groupie. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Then after that, most noticeable thing I think right here is probably that Nolan dropped Zach Wilson for Brian Hoyer because he needs guys this week. So understandable, but if I have anything to say about it, he's not getting Zach Wilson back. And if that, it's not because of me. I imagine it's because somebody else will pick him up because I know Bryce was interested in a quarterback, needs a quarterback.
You're fifth on the wire this week.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been working my way up, and I don't think I'm getting any higher anytime soon because those guys, Nolan, I can tell you right now, is not letting go of that number one spot anytime soon. Maybe at all. He might not ever use it. Nolan, like, in all the leagues I play with, is almost always at the top of the waiver wire because he doesn't use it. Normally because he drafts so well, I guess. But, AB... that running back, whatever it was, he picked up the 49ers running back he picked up this week, right on the deadline. He literally beat me to it by seconds because we were both up there waiting for that, those waiver claims to process so we wouldn't have to use our waiver priority. And we were both sitting right there. And I got a little distracted and looked at another player. If I'd have just claimed him, he'd have been on my roster.
Damn.
But I got distracted, you know. AB stayed focused. He got the job done. He got the player. I don't know it'll end up mattering. But yeah, that was kind of interesting. But that's all the transactions for the week. Awards. Reed, weren't you least efficient? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, least efficient. I'm gonna beat you this week.
Bryce did Bryce was most efficient in his first week. He didn't score a lot of points, but he was most efficient right here. He just really capitalized, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think everyone on his bench, I don't think anyone on his bench really played. I think because he didn't have many people. Because remember, he was.
We were
worried about Saquon not playing for him. And if it was going to be an empty spot. But yeah, that's, he probably got that kind of by default. I might get that, but me or Nolan will probably get that by default this week just because we have so many people on buys and stuff. Like, I think I might have one player on my bench that's not going to be on the buy or injured. Tree J, highest points and loss, 222. Lost to Brady in his first loss. Lowest points and a win, Brady. Congratulations. Narrowest victory was also Brady. Biggest blowout was Snowbone, who didn't really put up a ton of points. 237 to Tricky Dickie's 178. Who was also the underachiever? Nolan was the overachiever. All right. Now, the moment Reed has been waiting for. Moving to week 7 right now. We are pretty heavily invested in this Jacksonville Saints game. As Reed and I are playing each other, we both have players in this game. I've got the Saints defense and Rashid Shaheed, who is not, honestly, reception total-wise, done kind of what I want out of him. He just doesn't have any return yards.
Yeah, it's good for me. But yeah. I've got Olave, Chris Olave, and their kicker, who's got 10.5. So, yeah. Decent. I need Olave to catch a big catch or a touchdown. Just give me some more.
Al-Shaheed. He's the real playmaker down there. Fastest guy on the roster. Give it to him. Looking at this matchup this week, though, Reed probably does have it by default. I have so many people on bye and injured. Right now, I'm hoping Daniel Jones can play so I can have him for quarterback. If not, it's going to be Tyler Bagent season. And I don't want to have to root for the Bears to have found like a gold mine quarterback, especially when they could trade Fields off for a haul. That's not what I want. So, yeah. Really hoping Daniel Jones can go and plays well. But IDP, let me fix that real quick. Yeah, Quincy Williams gone. He's probably got that on lock. Otherwise, I would say we'd probably be pretty even there. Defenses, with the way it's looking, I'm looking probably getting about 21 points. You'll probably win that kicker. I mean, you might get some more points. Either way, you got a nice showing out of your kicker right there, 10.5. Especially for a waiver wire kicker, that's going to help you a lot. I also have a waiver wire kicker this week, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, little fun fact, you and I have the number 1 and 2 linebackers in fantasy points this year. And I didn't know that. I didn't know Quincy rose so high.
Yep. I have the number 1 defensive lineman as well. I think was Daniel Hunt. Is it Daniel or Daniel Hunter?
Daniel.
He's number 2, isn't he?
He's number 1 right now.
By
1 point.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because T.J. Watt had his bye week.
Yep.
But this is where it really starts to get ugly for me. Super flex. Yeah, you got it's Kenny Pickett. He's not that great, but matching up against Hunter Henry, That's all Reed right there. At the flex spot, Zay Flowers is definitely the best flex option here. Most consistent. Kendrick Bourne, not against Buffalo, though.
Oh.
Not against Buffalo.
Just so you guys know, I'm more than likely putting in Jaleel McLaughlin in place of Jaxon Smith-Njigba come Sunday.
Only help your case, in my opinion. Tight end, he's got tight end 1, Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
But Jonnu Smith has been pretty fucking solid this year.
And Laporta's playing hurt. He's got a calf injury. He was limited again yesterday.
That's not good.
So he'll probably play through it again, but he had a lot of targets, but not a lot of catches.
Yeah.
Not too many. He had kind of a down week. But
so I think we can at least even out there.
Yeah.
Going to receiver. With Rashid's performance tonight, I guess Olave luckily hasn't.
Ooh, 2 more points.
Gone off yet?
He's got 12.3.
Yeah, I mean it's still the fourth quarter and they're behind, so they're gonna be throwing the ball.
Yeah.
So we both still stand a chance to get some points, but obviously it favors you a little bit better because they will probably target him first.
4th and 5.
But it is the same. Who knows what they'll do? Yeah, he's got 10 targets. Shaheed's got 6, which is not bad. But Addison Godwin. Yeah, Addison going against San Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of talked about it being a low-scoring game in the Atlanta-Tampa Bay game, though. So who knows what Chris Godwin does. He might not do much. Receivers might just kind of not – might be kind of shitty for both of us this week. But probably an edge towards you, I would say, especially with where things are now. Now, running back is where I will say I'd probably give myself my 1 edge on the week. I think I can win that battle. Kenneth Walker, he's been nice. RB1 for me so far. Definitely better than Jacobs. Definitely better than James Cook. And I think Madison and James Cook, are fantasy-wise, are fairly pretty similar. You could argue one's better than the other on probably any given week, just depending on their matchup. So I like my running back there, and he's obviously going to win the quarterback battle because he's got Jalen Hurts.
Real quick, I will say that Kenneth Walker and Josh Jacobs are dead even points.
Basically. Total points on the year?
Yeah. They're 10 and 11.
In position? What about total points?
For their position. Like, they're both 10 and 11.
I know, but how many total points do they have? If you
right you have... Walker has 0.4 more.
Really?
Yes.
I guess I'm wrong.
And who's your other one running back to?
Madison to Cook.
Okay, so Cook is 17, Madison's 19, and it's a 4-point difference. So they're pretty close, our one and twos, as far as that goes. But, man, if Josh Jacobs could just freaking pick it up like he was last year, he's having such a down year, it's the weirdest thing. I hope he's not washed. I took a flyer on him. I really don't want to have to try to draft a running back. But
yeah, you don't know what you're getting unless you know that's like a Bijan Robinson or something.
You could always trade for McCaffrey.
I've tried.
I am also trying to trade for McCaffrey.
Are we gonna get into that? Are we gonna break those eggs? The McCaffrey trade.
We may as well. We're right here talking about these teams, anyways.
Sure.
All right,
yeah.
So Bryce, I guess he's rebuilding.
He's wanting depth and he's looking towards drafting.
Yeah, which I think is the smart move. Play in a free year. I think he's making the right move there. Put Christian McCaffrey and Dallas Goedert on the trade block, and I would say, like, I'm pretty sure everyone in the league when they saw that, like, well, I'm sure everyone they saw it, but like. Something like that, I feel like, you know, normally just, like, everyone at the chat would be seeing it, like, pretty soon, especially, like, when he did it. It was, like, a Monday, right?
I think so.
Yeah. It took a few hours for people to, like, trickle in and see that that was on there. Like, I think I was the second person to see. I think you were the first.
Mm-hmm.
And, as soon as I saw that, I just started, like, foaming at the mouth. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, yeah, here's my chance. Because, I guess clearly, with the CD Lamb trade and, with just some of my moves so far, I'm trying to make a push to remain competitive and make a push this year. And I think that adding those two would be very vital in doing that. And from what I hear, multiple sources indicate that Bryce is leaning towards accepting one of my trades.
Yep, Zach's given apparently the best offer.
Which I don't doubt.
But you also in that trade with Tricky Dicky's pick, isn't that McCaffrey and Goddard?
Yes.
Okay.
I offered him three trades, and all three of them were for McCaffrey and Goddard.
Okay.
And one actually involves Watson, too. So the first trade I sent over was, I realized how bad it was. Well, maybe not bad. It wasn't a bad trade, but he wanted a quarterback, and I was like, yeah, I can add to this. Because initially it was Hunter Henry, Alexander Mattison, my 2025 first-round draft pick, Tricky Dicky's first-round pick this year, and then Slick Vic's second round from this year for McCaffrey and Goddard. And then he was like, that's really solid, but I need a quarterback. And I was like, valid. So I was like, I can add Jones or Garoppolo in there, either one. And he never said named one, so I was like, I'd rather give you Jones. I just feel like Garoppolo's, for this year, what I'm trying to do is going to be my better option long term. Who fucking knows between those two? That is actually probably my ideal trade for him to accept. So that was my initial trade. And so after he said he wanted a quarterback, I thought, okay, maybe he wants like a franchise QB. And I was like, I got to understand, if I want a guy like McCaffrey and probably a tight end, three or four, like Goddard, like the next closest thing to a sure thing outside of Kelce and Andrews, you can get there. And I guess now maybe Laporta. Even just over the years, though, so I guess you can't even really put Laporta quite in their category yet. But this trade was Watson, McCaffrey, and Goddard for Hunter Henry, Alexander Mattison, Joe Burrow, 2025 second, and Slick Vic's second round pick this year. I wasn't going to give away much on picks other than second round picks with Burrow because, obviously, I'm not going to leave it up to Daniel Jones and Jimmy Garoppolo to lead me to victory this year.
Yeah.
And then the last trade I offered him, was it, did it also involve Deshaun? Oh, okay, no, it didn't. I didn't think so. Okay, it was those two for Garoppolo, Hunter Henry, Daniel Jones, Alexander Mattison, 2025 second, and Slick Vic's second this year. So, yeah. I hope kind of hope he takes the tricky dicky trade, because I think that's probably best for me this year, and gives me a really good team, and plus it also allows me to clear a roster spot available for Kyler Murray. Although all these trades allow me to clear roster spots, but that's part of the point.
I started really subtle. I offered. I said, "Kenny Pickett and James Cook?" Question mark. He's like, no. It's like, all right.
Yeah, as he should.
I said, Kenny Pickett and Josh Jacobs, question mark? Slowly climbing the ladder, just kind of test the waters, because he's not giving me any counters, so I'm just like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to keep throwing.
I respect the strategy.
I'm gonna keep moving up the ladder. Yeah.
You got a low ball first, you don't overpay.
I'm going to keep slowly giving you more and more. I'm not going to just...
Especially in a situation like yours, where you're 5-1.
Yeah, I want them, but like I don't want to give up too much, so I'm like I'm trying to figure out how much I have to give up.
Yeah.
So I said, "What about Kirk and Cook?" And because I was like, if I'm gonna give up Kirk, I don't want to give up Josh Jacobs, because I would like to keep my top running back, because then that would balance out my top 10 fantasy QB being out. Feel like I was like, okay. So I say Kirk and Cook. I was like, Cook's the number one option in Buffalo. And he didn't want to bite on it. So I was like, dude, I said, if I throw in a third player, would that maybe kind of... I said, because I don't want to give up my draft picks. Okay? I said, it's going to mess up my whole draft strategy if I give up draft picks. Like, I want to use them. I don't want to just give them up. I don't need to. So I said, what about Kirk, Cook, and Tutu Atwell? I said, or even Jackson Smith and Jigba. And he wasn't really biting. I think he really wants picks, and I think that's why he's going to end up taking your trade. But I also even mentioned maybe Cousins, Jacobs, and Tutu or Smith, but I really don't want to give up Jacobs. So. But I also mentioned maybe Kirk and Jacobs for McCaffrey only, but I think he's going with yours. So I think Brady offered some trades, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I started off offering him Dak, Gibson, and a second round pick, pretty much low ball, started off with, and declined it. Like, Dak, Tyler Conklin, Gibson, second round pick, declined it. Then he counter offered McCaffrey, a second round pick for Lamar Jackson, Ramondre Stevenson, and a second round pick. So I declined that. I'm definitely not trading Lamar Jackson away. QB7 in the league wasn't happening, but especially for a running back. I mean, if you're looking at a player for like a 1 year fantasy league, yeah, probably. But like, I have 10 years of Lamar to like 3 years of Christian McCaffrey. Nope, not doing that. Couldn't stomach that. But we'll see.
Yeah, very good. Hopefully, I do win that sweepstakes. Where would that put me in your guys' power rankings if I were to get McCaffrey and Goddard?
And
let's say, in exchange for the one deal with where I only give up Daniel Jones, Hunter Henry, and Madison, and then all the picks.
I think I need to see that and look at it set up next week.
Okay. Yeah, that's
to fair. Really just kind of
you're giving up Daniel Jones too and picks.
The trade that it sounds like he wants to accept, and that if he's wanting picks would make the most sense, would be McCaffrey and Goddard for Hunter Henry, Daniel Jones, Alexander Mattison, 2025 first from me, Tricky Dickie's first pick this year, and then Slick Vic's second round pick this year.
Yeah, that's probably the one he's going to take.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Because I asked him, I said, dude, what am I trying to beat here? And once he laid it out for me, I'm like... shit.
I was why is he trying to get rid of McCaffrey if he's
like he depth and picks. He wants to build. He wants to make sure, because you know
McCaffrey's the piece.
The former owner auto drafted like half his team. Yeah. And it left him really crippled. So he's trying to fill his needs. That's why when I asked him, he's like QB, running back, wide receiver. Like those were what he wanted.
I've been looking at running backs coming in this draft, and I'm saying there's no Bijan Robinson. So you're like.
There's always a rookie that pops out and looks
good. That you're going to find, like, on the waiver.
Maybe.
Yeah, or you get smart and draft him in your first two picks.
We'll see.
Or maybe you draft someone that someone else really likes.
He does still have Saquon.
He does.
And does he have...
The only two running backs I think he has, actually.
It's obviously...
A.J. Dillon, yeah.
With four picks in this
next draft. But he did pick up
draft, and definitely considering drafting a running back for sure. It's just like looking at him, you're like throwing a dart at a dartboard like shit. You know, because there's nobody on. There's no, like, Gibbs, those prospects like that. So I don't even know if there's a first-round running back in the draft this year. Like an actual draft, so... It's just... But there's always those gems that you're going to find. The Pacheco's in the seventh round. Mm-hmm. I tried trading for Pacheco a couple times and got declined.
Yeah, I've thought about it. Pacheco.
Dak and like a running back for Pacheco.
Dak and a running back for Pacheco and he said no?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What my strategy was like, I can use Dak as a trade piece to get my running backs like solid.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about drafting
smart.
A running back.
Yeah, I get that.
And then
absolutely.
I can draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not biting at all. It's like, damn, dude, I'm really giving you a fair offer. And
I was like, whatever.
I'm done negotiating with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I got with AB.
I remember trading with Tricky Dicky before, and he drives a hard bargain.
I even tried Jonathan Taylor. Don't wasn't budging. I was like, dude, you got a contract. He's guaranteed. So I'm like, okay, he's obviously going to get some work. Even if Zach Moss probably gets traded, or he gets traded somewhere, he's going to fight for something. He's only 24 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude. Like quarterback, like, yeah. I'm obviously looking at fucking one of the two first round picks for sure. But I don't know. It's not necessarily a need, though, if I do keep Dak. So it makes things interesting.
Yeah. I guess moving on with to Brady's matchup.
Well, real quick, who's everyone's picks this week? I don't think we said this
Toronto
matchup.
Toronto Texans.
You're picking yourself.
Staying wave. Riding that staying wave.
Well, and if you win this week, I'm fucking losing. There ain't no way. With all these players on bye, with you calling my team the Kansas City Chiefs and all the shit you've been talking, dude, if I lose this week, I'm going to break my fucking phone or some stupid shit. Swear to God. I already told Jasmine, I said, if I'm just telling you, if I lose to Zach this week, it's going to completely ruin my fucking week. So if I'm upset, leave me alone.
Yeah, you'd never hear the end of that, man. I mean, you're already getting shit right now. I'm lost. But I'm going title town.
Especially come off season, you would never hear the end of it. I would probably try to hold it in during the regular season.
I hope you guys match up in the playoffs.
If we do, I hope it's in the finals.
I mean, honestly, I kind of hope you fucking implode because of your first round pick. But
yeah.
Hey, I'm looking to move them to 3-4 this week, so one step closer.
Yeah. No, thank you. The team formerly known as Crash for Caleb, formerly known as Implosion for the Trojan, now once again known as the London Silly Nannies.
I had to go back.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely you did. And I'm glad you did. The London Silly Nannies just feels right.
It is my team. I just...
Yeah.
I was
emotional
for a couple weeks.
Yeah, a little fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was fun. But...
He got a win. He feels a little better.
I was like, all right, we're back. God damn it.
The tank's over.
Yeah, we're ready.
The tank's over.
Man.
We're here.
You fucking just like... fucking pull off of 8 straight and win the championship.
That'd be nuts.
It won't happen.
I don't even know how I'd feel about that, honestly. I don't even know if I'd be able to process it.
Me either, but like my first year in the league I started off like 1-5 and made the playoffs and finished third.
I mean, Conquistadors, he started off with one win. He was down to like 1-3, 1-4 this year, just like me. Or 1-3 I think it was, and he's bouncing back and he's done that before, like started off like I think it was like 0-6 and then rattled off like 8 wins and I think snuck missed the playoffs by like a game or half a game or something like that.
Yeah.
So crazy things do happen. It's fantasy football, and you are on track right now. It says projected-wise, anyways, to still win. I'm guessing he's still got someone hurt. Yeah, he's still got Brian Poirier.
DK Metcalf is questionable, too, and I don't know if he's going to play. Despite all that, I don't think Hawks going to have a good game. He's playing San Fran. Very questionable matchups across the board. I like Watson against Denver. I think he could score a lot. Jacoby against Chicago, but Stevenson against Buffalo. I really don't have an option. I mean, I guess I could play Kelly, but I'd rather just take the chance with Stevenson falling into the end zone.
You worried about Metcalf playing?
A little bit, but I have a plan for that. My plan is Powell. And honestly, he returns punts, so he gets me points. I mean, I'll take the 9 or 10 points if he can get me it.
Definitely.
I'm not asking for much, and I have a lot of buys this week. Prescott's on by Gallup, who I just traded for, and also my D lineman Burns, but I think I'd rather play.
James hurt?
Derwin James is questionable. I think he's on track to play, but.
Are you not going to play Hicks? Just because they're playing San Fran?
Yeah. I mean, I would have considered it against the matchup, but Okereke's just a monster. And how can I take him out? He's really there for depth and also kind of matchups, I'd say, if Colts were playing, like, San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, he what was he, like linebacker? He was, like, top five, wasn't he? Well, I'm pretty sure.
I will say that he has the same buy as Hicks.
I know that. Okay. I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps him away from your competition, too. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to be my strategy when I pick up Zach Wilson. Keep him away from someone else. Exactly. Yeah. Someone's going to need your quarterback.
Exactly. And
I'll be happy to dispense. Should I get him, I guess.
Tannehill's going to buy. He's obviously questionable, too. Outside of my two quarterbacks, my third quarterback is not very good. But you can't really expect that.
Oh, wow, that game got to
24-24.
Oh, what? Oh, is it really a tie game? Oh, it is.
Yeah, not much more from. You got a couple more points from Olave. I haven't got anything else from Shahid, but yeah, that did it. Groupie doesn't have any more points either, so I don't know how they got it. Probably Kamara.
Oh, yeah. Two rush. Right now. He's got 15 carries, 43 yards, and then 10 catches for 75 yards.
Yeah. Kamara doing Kamara things.
I should have took a chance on him.
Yeah. Man, can you imagine the Conquistadors? Like, this is kind of what I wanted to get into earlier. I think it was. We were talking about power rankings and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess we can talk about it now. Man, his team, if Nick Chubb wasn't hurt.
Oh, I know.
Holy shit.
Yeah, be nuts.
Holy shit, he would be fucking loaded. And if he didn't get rid of Palmer, I don't know what Palmer did this past week. I guess their offense wasn't that great, so.
I mean, even.
It might not have been as bad of a move as we thought, but. Yeah. Still, holy cow.
He's still got a chance to win it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He is in win now mode. He has some aging players, which he's going to have to address in the next couple years, but he's looking pretty solid right now with his pillar.
That jackpot, like he said, he's got his eye on the jackpot. That jackpot covers your fantasy cost for the next 6 years, and I don't doubt that you can rebuild a team in that time. So
absolutely,
and maybe win another. So, I mean, fucking A, man. If you got it, like he's got his window, he may as well send it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nick Chubb's going to be good next year, I'm sure.
Yeah, he really lucked out on that injury.
Yeah.
They both did. Man, a lot worse than it was. Yeah, I mean, he did. The cup trade worked out for him really well, but he still scares the shit out of me with his hamstring because it wasn't just like your regular. I think it's a chronic issue. That's why I went up to a specialist in Minnesota to like really work on that. Could be a linear issue. I mean, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
He's one fucking bad turf pull away, you know?
Yeah, you ain't wrong about that.
Yeah. And he's 30.
And all the players want the grass now, so I don't get what we're still dealing with turf.
They're moving it next year.
Okay, good.
Yeah. At least Minnesota is for sure.
All right. Well, I guess kind of skipped ahead a little bit right there. So who are we picking for Silly Nannies and Nolan? I'm going to go Nolan. If he gets his roster figured out.
Mm-hmm. Silly Nannies.
If he's not starting like a blank spot in his super flex with Brian Hoyer. If Brian Hoyer plays right there.
Yeah, I'm taking Nolan. I mean, his running back already has 23 points
in
the fourth quarter, and his D-back has 12. So
yeah, he's off to a good start.
Yeah, really off to a good start. I have tough matchups.
And he's just got to figure out that flex, and what's the other one? Yeah, it's the only one he's really missing
really
out right now.
So. I'm excited about my future with my
you should be.
Team, with the players I have. I just need to fill up a couple spots.
I think you could be fighting for a playoff spot next year.
I think I'm
going to a winner next year might be a lot, but.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm changing to Nolan. Whatever. I wouldn't change it. I'm looking at it.
All right, well, in that case, I'm going to go Brady, because every time Reed changes his pick like that, he ends up being wrong, because he's like, oh, I shouldn't have followed you. I'm kidding. Don't change it. I'll stick with Nolan, just so that you can be wrong.
I was on the fence about it.
So we're all on Nolan. Dong on TDs at Snowbone.
Ooh, what a matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Dong. Dong all day. I don't know if you guys noticed, but his linebacker's about got 40.
Oh,
which is the third fantasy linebacker this year.
Yeah, I was really looking at him.
He'll probably be number one after this week, then.
I'm sure.
There's a good chance, yeah. Because I know number two's on bye, so he's definitely passing him.
Jesus, he's a monster.
Yeah.
He was number one last year.
Yeah, he is a fantasy beast for sure.
Has it not updated? Because he's ranked 594th.
That thing doesn't update at the player card. It's garbage. I don't think that thing's
actually
updated. Yeah,
you got to
go
over to the leaderboard for sure. At least probably for defensive players anyways. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure on offensive players. But yeah, he's got just the better IDPs. Derek Carr getting him a decent enough day out the Superflex, enough to beat Najee Harris, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Flexes. Actually, I kind of like Snowbone a little bit right there with Adams and Rice over Judy and Ayuk. Although it's pretty close. Kyle Pitts. If he has a good game, we'll do what Ingram did.
Ayuk's probably gonna have a pretty good game against Minnesota.
Kyle Pitts.
No, Ayuk.
Oh, Ayuk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he might. Definitely an exploitable defense.
I think. Dong on TDs is going to crush in the IDP department because he needs to play Antoine Winfield. Antoine Winfield's been a monster, except for, I guess, last week he had 6 fantasy points, which is not good. But
and Ayo, I know at one point in the year we said that Snowbone's receiver room, his trio, was going to carry him through the whole year. His receiver group this year is, who is it? Who is this? Jameson Williams? What's he been doing so far?
Not
a lot. But I guess it doesn't look like he was playing these first weeks.
I mean, he played week 6, got 14 points, which isn't bad.
But no, but he's got Stephon Diggs, Davante Adams, and
Jefferson.
He's got
Justin Jefferson, though.
No, that's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, his right receiver room is not going to carry him any longer.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling he's going to be progressing downwards until he gets him back.
Although Kareem Hunt, nice game, fantasy game last week. Got a good chunk of work.
Goff was solid.
That's crazy. He only took 37% of the snaps, though. That's crazy. 12 attempts, 3 targets.
Efficient.
Yeah, that's probably about as much as you're going to get out of a Cleveland running back. What was it that Jerome Ford did? It was gross.
I don't know.
Let me go look at his numbers. I looked at it briefly during the day, and I was like, oh, that's nasty. I guess he salvaged the day. It was worse than that. 12.6. There was one point, it was just like all rushing attempts for like 20 yards, and it was like 12 attempts. It was like not good. And he got 17 attempts, 2 targets. Okay. That's more than I thought. But, matchup.
Yeah, Dong on TDs all day.
Yeah. Then we got Diversity Hires versus Tree J. TJ getting out to the lead. What did he do to do that? Is that his defense? No, Michael Thomas.
Oh, he was off to a rough start there. He kind of salvaged it.
It's a touchdown, yeah. Michael Thomas. Will she just get hurt again, dude? I'm just kidding. Ridley. It's terrible.
I'm Jacksonville's quarterback.
Stop.
Gone backwards since the start of the year. He's had a couple of decent games, fantasy games here, but has not been what we thought it was going to be after week one. I remember after week one, everyone, even myself included, just like super high on Calvin Ridley, like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be really good, but we'll see. I'm going to go TJ here.
Me too, and it is to be noted, New York diversity hire kept Trevor Lawrence on his bench, and he's starting Geno Smith.
No way.
Yeah. He did. Game is almost over, and Trevor Lawrence has 23. I don't know what Geno's going to do against Arizona.
He's got 31.6.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't that updating online?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Shoot.
Yep.
Tragic. He's
solid.
I guess Geno could go off. Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
I guess he could just play both, yeah.
All right. And then we got Tricky Dicky versus AB's Welfare. AB's Welfare. Pretty solid team versus a very not solid team. Christian Kirk already off to a nice start for him. Curtis Granderson on the DL getting 14.5 points. You love that out of a defensive lineman. Yeah, off to a good start. And I doubt Tricky Dicky counters.
Yeah, a team that is likely going to be the number one pick without having their first round pick next year.
Yeah, that's not happening. Team AB Welfare, for sure.
And then in our last matchup, we got the Conquistadors versus Team Bryce. Conquistadors all day. Camara's already off for almost 30 points.
Easy pick.
Yeah.
11 catches. He's pretty much a receiver out there.
And just... until Zach, I'm not going to bet against Zach Moss. I'm not going to count on him. I don't know if I would start. Who knows, though? He
should go to a team that could really use him. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what his value would be, but
be an RB. Yeah, they're obviously not going to do much this year. They may as well just trade him, get some value.
Yeah, you might as well.
Get a good draft pick for this year. Keep surrounding Anthony Richardson. Because obviously you got something going there. You got the quarterback, and you have other good pieces there.
Yeah, you got a decent O-line.
Yeah.
So,
decent defense. Keep that going. Add stack on it in the draft.
Probably go another receiver.
Wow. Yeah.
Saints are trying to drive down the field with 2 minutes left.
Alda Shaheed.
Come back, car.
Jacksonville's up a field goal.
Alda Shaheed. Yeah, Conquista.
Jacksonville's up a touchdown.
Oh, shoot, it is a touchdown. I'm sorry. I can't see. I can't read. I'm blind.
Yeah, you're good. But, yeah, I'm going with the Conquistadors.
Yeah. Easy pick.
Mm-hmm. Way better team.
Very excellent.
Yeah, I picked terrible last week. I finished 1-5, and my overall season record's 21-15 going into this week. Yeah, that was bad. My worst week so far. It was. I was tallying it up today. I didn't want to look at it.
Yeah. Well. Anything else to add, fantasy related, guys?
Power rankings.
Oh yeah. Power rankings.
Real quick. CD Lamb was a bad trade. Mid receiver.
I'm happy to get 2 picks for him.
I'm gonna be write it down here first, boys. I'm gonna have the number one seed and going into the playoffs.
Yeah, not happening. Also, CD Lamb not mid at all. Literally better than any receiver on your roster.
My roster is so young, especially at receiver. Olave's having a bad year. I don't know what to deal with.
And
right,
you're just ass at receiver, is what you mean to say. You suck at receiver. It's okay. You're five and one. You can suck at something.
I've got 2 records.
Sure can.
I sure can, but right now I don't. That's the thing, though.
You do, though. You suck at receiver. That's what I'm saying.
They're not awful. They're solid as a group.
Mid at best, and you're talking about CeeDee Lamb, who's ranked higher than any of your receivers.
He was
and
only 2 spots above that one going into last week.
Still higher than all yours, isn't it? Is that still not higher than all of yours?
It is.
Yeah.
Like, but he's not that far.
And he's not even the best receiver on my team.
Who's the best?
Rasheed.
Really?
Maybe not after this week. Yeah, Rasheed was like wide receiver 10 on the year. Not after this week he won't be, but yeah. 10 or 11.
Nice.
But what did CD do this year? Or this
19,
week?
19
past
I
week?
Like?
Yeah, it was 19.
I think he got a touchdown. He had a good game.
Yeah, he had a great game.
No, I don't think it was a touchdown. It was like 7-7 for 119 or something.
Yeah. What about that?
They finally forced him the ball. He's overrated.
What are you talking about?
He's going to fall off terrible.
He had 15 points, almost 15 points week one, 28 points week two, 11, then 15, then he had 9, and then he had 22. And if you go look at him last year, he had like 3 single-digit games. So I've got one of them out the way.
Team's bad and you're going to lose this week. That's all I got to say.
We will see. We will see.
Malik Willis, trash. Teabag, trash.
Good thing he's not starting.
I like
him. He's on a fucking bye week. What does he got to do with anything?
Terrible.
Anyways.
Power rankings, yes.
I'm riding that state wave.
Why you start read?
I'm going to leave it as is and stay number one.
Wow.
Ass.
Shocker.
I'm number one in league standings. I got no reason yet to give it to anyone else, so I'm just gonna hang on to it. It doesn't matter if someone's team's better than mine. Where we're at right now, in my opinion.
Your team sucks.
OG Snowbow moved up 2 to number 2.
Overrated.
So that meant Dongon TDs dropped from 2 to 3 and Nolan dropped from 3 to 4. AB's Welfare also dropped consequently 1 to 5. New York Diversity hired State 6. The Conquistadors, whose team is trending way upward, jumped up to 7. Toronto Stains jumped up 2 to 8.
That's bullshit.
Tree J dropped 1 to 9. Bryce dropped 3. Fall from Grace. Team struggling. Mm-hmm. And 11 and 12 are the same as the last week. Tricky Dicky and Lennon Slidings. Ring it in.
Okay. Interesting. That's a bit different. Dongon TD is coming in at 1. Just the best team. It's hard to go against that, really. Back on the win column. Moving up to number 2 in spite of his quarterback play. No one. He's got a solid team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, if he had Aaron Rodgers, I mean, my God.
Yeah.
What he could have done.
He might be undefeated right now.
It's tough to say, but yeah. Coming in at 3, Titletown. Dropping 2 spots, but still in the top 3.
Fair.
4, I have OG. And I really like his receivers. I mean, if he had Jefferson, he's just a tough out for anyone. And he's on a roll right now. 5, I got AB. 6, Vic. I like his team. Makes a big jump. Solid. Solid what he's doing. 7, I got Taint Stains.
Nice.
And he could be trending upwards with the McCaffrey trade if that goes through. So, good for him. 8, coming in at 8 New York Diversity Hires, yeah. Although he might lose this week. So now he'll be 8. And I originally had Bryce at 9, but I'm going to put Tree J at 9 and Bryce at 10.
Yeah.
And, 11, Tricky Dicky, and then 12 myself. And that's because I scored the least amount of points, and I just got my first one.
You said you had the least amount of points scored?
Yeah.
I think it was second, wasn't it? Because Tricky Dicky had like 170 something.
Look at that. I'm still in last place.
Firmly over. Very, very nice. Very nice. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
I was actually happy. I was like, well. Like I won, but like, am I still in last place?
Yeah.
Points.
Yeah, definitely. Oh man, Saints are in the red zone.
Hey, I wanted to be bad, but I was like, I can't go.
You can't ask for more out of a tanking team,
right? I was like, I won, and I'm still in last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Tiger Woods on the 18th, bro. The fucking fist pump.
Yeah.
Let's go. Implosion for the Trojan.
Yes, sir. So my power rankings, a little bit different than your guys's. Number 1, Dongon TDs, of course. Yeah, just solid roster. Number two, Nolan. He's a QB away from being number one. Yeah. Number three, AB. He's welfare, just top to bottom, solid team. I don't think he really lags bad at any position. Conquistadors, number four.
Wow, that's a big jump.
It doesn't matter. It's not a valid list, so keep going.
That's what I was talking about earlier. Reed said something about Conquistadors being a better number. I was like, yeah, that's a good idea, Reed. I was making this list. I was like, I'm putting him right there.
I had him move up, and not that high. I had him a six. Or no, not six. I'm sorry. Seven.
Yeah, I got
three out of a six.
Very solid team.
So you're super high on him.
Yeah. Snowbone, I got him five.
One might say with Vic, you're fucking sucking him off there. Sucking Vic's team off a little hard, though.
No, I think top to bottom.
Purposely probably shot him above me just so he could just shit on me some more.
He's got a very solid roster. His bench can use some depth, but just the better roster. I really like his receivers.
Butthole.
Five.
He's freaking eighth in the league, and you got a fucking 4-year power rankings, dude. Jesus Christ. He's on like a 2-game win streak. He was like 1-3, and you're fucking.
He's 500, isn't he? He's got the same record as me, yeah.
You're right. Yeah,
power rankings are more than just about what the league record is. It's about what you did this week and what you're up to.
Well, it's weird because like you guys are 7-8. So where are you at in your rankings? I'm curious now.
I don't know. I keep trying to get through, but you seem pretty buttered.
What's number six? I'm just having fun with it. That's where we're at. Number six. We're at number six. We're at number six. Let's go.
You got so mad. Number five, Snowbone. Number six, Diversity Hires. I'm kidding. It's Titletown at number six. Titletown number six. Pretty solid roster. Really lacking a receiver. Could be better. I thought you were the one that played, actually.
Sir, question in the back. How far could Titletown jump up if he wins this week?
Number one. No, number two. I'm sorry, I can't promise number one. Number
fair.
Two though.
Fair.
Fair. Alright. So after Titletown at six, we got the Diversity Hires. Then we got myself the Taint Stains riding that taint wave upwards. Upwards into that ball sack. Then we got Tree J after me, Bryce, Tricky, and then the Silly Nannies. Yup.
Yeah. So if
Titletown had a team like, you know, or had a receiver, you know,
like a top 10
caliber, I might be more inclined to also lift them in the power rankings too. But Chris Olave and
Lamar. If he were having a bad year, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Or if Lamar Jackson would be a better quarterback until the ball to Zay Flowers.
Bro, he's just fine.
You're already getting as much as you could have hoped for out of Zay Flowers.
I know. It's been nice.
He's a top 7 QB. He's fine.
Yeah, he might be your best receiver. He probably is, actually.
I think he'll end up being my
best. I do like Chris Olave. I had him last year, but I just don't trust Derek Carr.
So power rankings 8 through 12 are all the same. We were... so close
Am
to
I
that.
Last
or, sorry,
all of power rankings, huh?
9 through 12 is the same. We almost had 8. Brady had Zach and Diversity Hires different than us, so close. Pretty accurate, except for Zach's top is fucking weird. I don't know what's going on there. That top six is odd. I don't know
what top six. Oh, my top six.
Yeah, your power ranking top six is weird.
It's very accurate. Where are you in points scored, Reed?
I don't know how to exactly.
Are you still like seventh?
Jeez, I don't know. I haven't really looked. Yeah, I just count the dubs. I just really count the dubs, dude. Because as long as my team shows
valid.
Up and gets
that's
me,
valid. That's valid.
As long as my team gets me the win.
Friends forced. Wow. Where are you at? Oh, okay, you're fourth. Okay, I'm scored past it. Yeah. It's just kind of an overrated roster.
Honestly. I'm fourth in points?
Yeah, honestly, the two highest, the two 5-1 teams are fourth and fifth in points. Points allowed, You're also fourth in that. Snowbone's number one in points allowed, only 1,200. So he's had some. I feel like I looked at his schedule and I looked at it, and he's kind of had a favorable schedule so far. And I think he's about to start facing some more. A steadier dose of competition, I think. Tricky Dicky's really just kind of fucked because he is last in points scored and has had the most points scored against him as well.
Do what now? What is that?
Tricky? He's scored the least amount of points in the league.
No, he hasn't. That's me.
Oh, I was looking at Max Points Force. Okay. Okay. Yep. So he's second in Max Force. Okay.
Yeah.
So second to last in points scored.
Not by a lot, because I'm right behind him in points against as well.
Yeah, but only 5 points. And he's had the most points scored on him by, like, it looks like about 70. Almost. All by almost 70 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Guy's just getting beat up. Guy's just getting beat up.
His running back room is fine.
Yeah. He's gonna have to make some adjustments and do some thinking.
It's not like he has a garbage roster.
It's not.
I would say he should take a QB in the first round, but he can't.
Personally, with where he's at this point,
I would probably
look at maybe moving Fields and trying to get some stuff for him, maybe picks and a player.
I would receiver, probably, if I were him. Yes, like, outside of Mike Evans.
Selling Mike Evans might not be a bad idea. He definitely needs to look at probably selling some pieces coming up on the trade deadline here in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, yeah.
He got fleeced in that trade. Like, at Parsons game logs.
Yeah,
like outside of that, it's like
10, 3, 5, 6. Yeah. And I mean, that was why I did it then, because I was like, sell high. I have looked at that since, so.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's certain. Not only with picks, but just like, now how do you, you better hit your second round picks. Goodness.
Yeah, honestly.
Or make some trades.
It's looking like a. That Godwin, for that first round pick, actually, that the Conquistadors and AB's welfare would have had, that would have actually been ended up being a pretty solid trade now with the way Victor's team is trending upwards too.
You should have took my trade.
That sent down. Which one was that?
The Dak for like another running back, and then for Pacheco. I would have gave him a quarterback, and he wouldn't be so like stuck in the mud.
Yeah.
Because he'd still have Jonathan Taylor. But. I mean, he could roll Dobbs and Russell Wilson if he wants some Fields.
Yeah, you know, maybe throw the offer, you know, just closer to the deadline. Maybe he'll be more accepting of his team's pick for the year and be like, yeah, you know, add some depth while I can. I don't know.
Yeah, or I might just keep Dak and I might not. Quarterback might just.
Yeah, just not worry about it.
What I need, honestly. why reach for a quarterback if I don't have to? Depending on where I'm drafting, it really all depends. But he desperately needs a quarterback, regardless if he kept Fields or not.
Yeah, he could definitely stand to add another one, for sure.
Because Wilson's not it anymore, and Dobbs is going to be replaced soon by Kyler Murray.
Hopefully. And aside from that, also with the Micah Parsons thing, I don't think he's even started him once since he even traded him. For him with the first one pick. I don't even think he started him.
What?
I don't think so either.
If I go back and look, I don't think he ever started
him. I don't mean to be so rude, but is he stupid? Or...
No.
Like, that was after week two, right?
He's never played Dynasty, so I don't know what he's thinking. I haven't sat down and talked with the guy, so I couldn't answer that.
Pardon me for fucking, like, that was just a dumb.
No,
looking at week three. Oh no, he did start Mike Parsons week three.
Okay, man.
Against you, Reed.
He really should.
So of course he lost.
He really should have thought that one through more. But good on you, man. So it really helps you out now.
Yeah.
But damn, he's got to be kicking himself hard right now.
Yeah. And going back to the AB's welfare and Slick Vic trade, I think that if AB had made his case
like when the trade went through, he might have actually had a chance to get it passed. Because, like, initially my trade was voted no, but I, you know, made my case to the league, and then it got voted to pass. I think if he'd have gone and made his point, you know, like, because at that time, DJ Moore hadn't started really popping off yet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he made the point there. I was looking, I was like, Victor does want to compete this year. I was like, if that's really what he wants to do, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, if, like, looking at
what,
it now.
What was that trade originally?
It was, I think it was just Godwin for a first, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was offering everyone that he got from you. Godwin for a first, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing the same strategy. I mean, the way it's going, if Godwin has a decent year, if Victor keeps trending upwards, I think it would be better than Micah Parsons' trade. And yeah. I don't think it would be that bad, because you're getting, if he does, if Godwin does have like a good year, you're getting a surefire thing out of a pick from Victor, whereas where his pick might be, he might be later in the draft. Who knows what he could get if he's drafting, yeah, you know, middle of the rounds, late rounds. He's not getting, you know, your Marvin Harrison or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Any, like, the icons of the draft, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff.
Happy I traded away Damian Pierce for Godwin. Pierce had 4.4.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to lose that trade at first, but no.
There's a reason I nicknamed him Bust.
Yeah.
He got hurt bad last year, and he has not looked like himself, and I wanted to move off him. I needed a better wide receiver.
And I think you did a good job getting off him, too. I think Chris Godwin was a nice return.
Yeah, he's
nice
very consistent throughout his career. I wish Tom Brady was still there. When Tom Brady was there, he was averaging like 10 targets a game.
Yeah.
Like, it's consistently.
That was Tom's guy, for sure.
Mike Evans always does Mike Evans things. 1,000 yards. But does that, do you guys have anything else to add? Does that wrap it up?
I was about to ask you guys the same thing.
I think we touched on trades and pickups. And
got it all gravy. Cool deal.
Sweet.
All right. Well, with that, we will see you guys next week. Go Toronto State, Wayne. Go Toronto.
Let's go Toronto Stains.
Ride that stain wave. Ride that stain wave hard,
that
all the way up to the ball sack.
Stank.
All the way up
it
to the Gucci.
Stank.
Oh, yeah, stanks. It's stanky up in the stain wave. Yeah, it is.
All right.
And
it's trash. Because it's garbage. Garbage stank.
It's bay stank.
Trash stank.
It's like when you get up in bay.
About to go on a 6-game
action in bay.
Streak.
That's what it is.
Stank.
Hell no. But with that, we will see you guys. Take care. Go Toronto.
Later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.